Hello. Welcome to the Monday edition of the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. At all of our campuses, we're in a series called Forged from the book of Habakkuk, where we're studying how God uses difficult and trying times to forge strong faith into our lives. And this week, we are looking at stories of people who God has used very difficult things in their life to help strengthen their faith. So today I asked my wife Tammy to join us on the DriveCast because we're going to talk about a particular struggle in our life. Tammy, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Tammy Travers. I'm Ed's wife. And I, about 4 years ago, started having some pain in my feet and decided to go to the doctor and get it checked out. And I ended up getting a letter that told me I had something called rheumatoid arthritis.
So what exactly is that, and how does that affect your body?
So RA, rheumatoid arthritis, is a chronic autoimmune condition. It will not get better. The hope is for it to either be treated symptomatically with medication, in which those medicines could also cause remission, but there is no cure. Basically, it affects the joints, it affects your lungs, your eyes, any part of your body that can be impacted by inflammation. And it, you know, causes fatigue, all kinds of symptoms that make me not feel very good. People think, you know, I'm healthy because I look okay on the outside. But the reality is, if I looked on the outside the way I feel on the inside, I wouldn't look very good at all.
So, Tammy, how does this affect your relationship with God?
When I first got diagnosed, I was angry, and I think understandably so. You know, you go through all the emotions of grief and anger and sorrow. You ask why, you know, have I done something? Am I being punished? You know, what is all this about? And I think that, you know, in all that, I have to realize that God is still good and he's still God, and he can do whatever he chooses to do in and through this condition in my life.
How has this whole ordeal and this struggle actually benefited your faith?
Well, I feel like when I first got the diagnosis, I really felt like God was calling me into a more deep study of scripture. And I really think in the last several years, I have been overwhelmed by God's word and what he's shown me, by what he has to say, and the way that he loves on me through all of that. And I just feel like we're just closer because of it. I think at times in the beginning feel like I wanted to run away, but I feel like now I just want to run closer, and I just want to almost cuddle up next to him and pray and read my word.
So what if the diagnosis never goes away? How does that affect you and God?
I have to realize with this disease that, you know, that likelihood is possible that I will be sick for the rest of my life as long as I'm on this earth. But I realize I have to give up control. And being someone who's always been quite a control freak, I know that my strength and my peace rests in him. And so I will continue to walk with him and run toward him and let him be the strength and the shield that I need. And I can understand, I guess, in a way, with the story of, you know, Habakkuk, that, you know, he would be concerned about, you know, these things that he's not hearing from God. It's kind of terrifying.
Well, being able to watch this struggle firsthand and experience it on the outside, watching my wife struggle, it's affected me in that I can't change it and I can't fix it for my wife. And when I think about what God's doing in us, he's causing us to rely on him for something, because we cannot fix this ourselves. We can't plug our way through, or, you know, bully our way through the situation. We literally have to depend on God. And in that, I believe God's teaching us to die to ourselves and to trust him. And I believe he's given us an idea of what other people actually go through. And I assume he's going to use that in our lives. So listen, wherever you're at today, I just want to encourage you that whatever your struggle is, to pray, to talk to God, to take your questions to him, to take your struggles, to lean into him and to run into him with your faith and with your faith struggles. because he wants to hear from those, you know, who are seeking him and who struggle. He's a father, and he wants us to come to him. So wherever you're at right now, whether you're struggling or not, talk to the Lord. Thanks so much for being part of the Drivecast. Take care.